in shock and astonishment, what do you see? Does your grandmother have that tight-lipped, determined look she wears at times of stress? How was the party, anyway? Dom, you are my son. But as you are perhaps learning, I have many sons, untold millions. Have, I say, but had, I mean. For in those billions of universes that hedge us about on every side, they are dead as I predicted. You, who are flesh and blood, are also that one chance that lies a long trek behind the decimal point. That chance that I'm wrong. But a student of probability soon realizes that by its nature the billion-to-one chance crops up 9 times out of 10, and that the greatest odds boil down to a double-sided statement. It will happen, or it will not. I have studied you, and the billion-to-one universe in which you now stand. It left the main sequence universe at the point of your non-death. Universes are like the stars which some of them contain. Most follow the well-beaten path, but some, by the twist of a photon, career down strange histories which end in supernovae or impossible holes in space. Rogue universes now crack under the stress of paradox, or what? I will try to give you some help, because you will need it. Your assassin came from your present universe, can you understand that? He wanted to prevent you discovering something that will make your chance in a billion universe the greatest in all the alternate creations. But I have an inkling that whatever saved you from death came from your universe too. I've seen a lot in your universe, but how can I tell you? Because, believe me, Dom, if I did, the paradox burden would split your universe at the seams. He laid down the recorder and wandered idly into his outer office. The secretary robot clicked into life. If anyone calls, I'm going out to the tower. I shouldn't be long. Yes, Mr. Chairman. You'll find a cube on my desk. Please send it to her managing directorship. Certainly. John Sabalos closed the door and went back to his desk. He was still wearing his black and brown robes from the Hogswatch celebrations of the night before. He hadn't slept, but he felt exhilarated. It was false, of course. Knowing the future wasn't the same thing as controlling it. It just felt like it. He picked up the recorder. This I can say, however. 3 things. You will discover the Joker's world, if you look in the right directions. Your life will be in danger. And thirdly, look up in the corner of the room. Run for your life. He switched off and laid the cube on his desk. Somewhere outside, over towards the east lawn, someone was playing the phonobic chlong zither badly. John stepped outside. The clatter of Joan's old electric computer floated up from the kitchen domes, which meant she was processing the 8th-year household accounts. He breathed deeply. Something was adding a third dimension to his senses, etching the external world in high relief. With a probability adept skill, he located the cause. The world was like wine, because this was his last day in the world, the last of the wine, and they would kill him before he discovered Joker's world. Dom should be luckier. His personal flyer bobbed in the swell down by the long jetty. The door slid to. With a light tread, he set off, quelling the wild elation that ran through him, because death was a serious matter. His father's voice stopped, and the cube projection stopped. Dom shot a glance upwards. Something small glittered in the air, like a mote of metallic dust. He heard Joan's voice, every word as crisp as frosty air. Somebody? There's another one in here. Be ready. What is it? Asked Dom. The fleck appeared to have grown. A collapsed proton. Does that help you? Sure, like in a matrix engine. Something like that. By the look of it, it's already ingested its own atom. What you can see is angular light effect. It's being controlled. The first thing that Dom realized was that both of them were standing like statues. The second was, I have seen that before. It was the gravity whirlpool that got you before, though. Take one step now and it'll be a bullet with teeth. Ever been sucked through a hole 1 micron across? Uh-huh. I'm sorry, that was tactless. If Sam Heady doesn't get here soon, you won't have to bother about that, though. Asphyxiation. It'll suck the air out of the room. She nodded. Sam Heady's voice came from the wall grill. When I say so, please lie flat on the floor, keeping away from the approximate centre of the room. Now. Dom caught a glimpse of a flying silver ball the size of a grape before he hit the floor.